Well, good morning, church, and happy Father's Day. I just want to get into our scripture right away, and it's Joshua chapter 3, verses 14 to 16. It goes like this. So when the people broke camp to cross the Jordan, the priest carrying the Ark of the Covenant went ahead of them. Now the Jordan is at flood stage all during harvest, yet as soon as the priests who carried the ark reached the Jordan and their feet touched the water's edge, the water from the upstream stopped flowing. Now you may ask why this particular verse on Father's Day. Well, I believe it says a lot about being a leader and leaving a legacy. If you were to only look at TV for what a father should be, you would get a different definition of what a father really is. Most TV shows will show you a father that is not very bright, fairly clumsy, and always getting into trouble. You may see him by the end of the show being victorious, but the journey to get there is quite comical. Now, by no means do I think that a man has to be perfect or the strongest or smartest person in the room, but the picture we have been given by our culture has lessened the importance of a strong male figure in our lives, whatever their abilities and personalities are. I have to say that being any kind of leader can be and is difficult. I think it's important for me to say today that each Christian, no matter what their status in life is, they're called to be a spiritual leader in the lives of the next generation. And so it is my hope and prayer that each dad, mom, grandparent, teenager, child carry their responsibility to lead the next generation into spiritual growth. So I want to ask you today, what kind of difference are you making in your workplace, your home, your school, your church? Would people say you're a positive influence or a bad influence? If you were to die today, what would people say about you tomorrow? This principle of making a difference rises right out of this portion of Scripture. The children of Israel have just come out of their second Exodus. They've spent the last 40 years wandering the wilderness aimlessly. And during this wandering, though, the children of Israel were taken care of. They were sustained by God's goodness and by His mercy, but God's intention was not for them to live in the wilderness forever. They were there as a result of their lack of faith in Numbers 13 and 14. But God had great plans for them. They weren't meant to stay there and feed off those small blessings that God had given them. Rather, God was going to provide for them a land, and a rich land with soil, land flowing with milk and honey, and that was the land of Canaan. The children of Israel knew they were going to face some difficulties while taking over the land of Canaan. They were going to have to fight some battles, and they knew there were going to be some giants in the land. We see that in 13 verses 28-29. So right out of the gate, they're faced with their first obstacle. This next event was probably a surprise to many, if not all of Israel, as they stood at the water's edge at the mass of the Jordan River. It was springtime and the water was quite high, probably about 15 feet higher than normal, and no doubt there were many curious hearts and a lot of people that would be doubting what's going on. The Bible says they looked to their leader Joshua, and who was God's appointed leader at that time. Joshua received his revelation straight from God. We see that in chapter 3, verse 7, and chapter 4, verse 1. The official instruction was to send the priests who bore the Ark of the Covenant about 3,000 feet before the children of Israel. Once their feet touched the bank of the Jordan River, God would part the waters in two. And so they did that. And that day, God did a miracle in the lives of the children of Israel. God then gave a very interesting command. He instructed the people to pick up 12 stones from the middle of the Jordan River. You see that in chapter 4, verse 2. Then they were to set them up at the first place of encampment in Gilgal, which is in chapter 4, verse 20. Now, Joshua then told them that the purpose of these stones was for when the next generation came and asked, "What in the world are these stones for?" Those that experienced the crossing would tell them exactly what God had done for them in their lives during this time. Now, God wanted them to experience this miracle, but it was not intended to just stay within their own hearts, but rather to be passed on to the next generation, and the one after that. So they would never forget about what God had done for them. You see, this example of the passing down of God's blessing of provisions is important for us today. You see, the principle stands true. It doesn't matter your social, your economic standing here on earth. It doesn't matter any of that. God has called every born-again believer to a place of spiritual leadership, to pass down the knowledge of God and lead by example. Now, go back to our original question. What kind of difference are you making? What kind of impact are you making while you are still breathing the air that God has given you? Now, today is Father's Day, and dads, what kind of difference are you making in your home? Could it be that instead of proclaiming God's truth and pointing to the stones of remembrance, you're pointing to athletics or academics or entertainment? Leaving a legacy means that you're passing on something of value and of worth. While athletics and academics and entertainment can be enjoyable and at times noble, I hope we strive to leave our children with the most important realities of this life and the next. And so because of Scripture, and because we have the privilege and ability to seek God's word immediately through Scripture, and allowing God to weigh in on each of the decisions we make, we are very blessed. And I honestly believe that we should feel the pressure to leave, and we should never take our leadership lightly or flippantly. But please understand also that we have access to God, who desires to lead us and help us as we raise the next generation for Him by leading by example where we are right now. Now, there is a balance with the generations. I think what is happening in our time and in our culture right now is that we can be so focused on the next generation or the previous generation that we push out older generations sometimes because things are changing so fast and some leaders have not grown and moved into the times. We need to be careful here because Scripture is very clear that we are to honor our elders because they are wise and they have experience that many may lack. And Leviticus 19:32 says, "Stand up in the presence of the elderly and show respect for the aged. Fear your God." Excuse me, "for I am the Lord." 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5 says, "Likewise, you who are younger, be subject to your elders. Clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility toward one another. God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble." Now, I think these verses are very important for us to realize that God is saying everyone is to give respect for everyone, but we are to honor our elders, those that have more experience, those that have gone through more things. Now, each of us should be challenged today to leave a lasting biblical legacy with the generation that is behind us. If you're a teenager, there are those younger than you that look up to you. What do they see? If you're a single adult, what do teenagers think of you? What example are you setting for them? If you're a dad, what kind of example are you leaving your family? If you're an adult, there are a host of people looking up to you and watching your life as a pattern to be followed. Let all of us leave a godly legacy. May each of us leave behind stones so that the next generation that comes up will ask, "What are those?" We can impart those eternal truths of Scripture to them so they can pass it on to the next generation after them. So think about that today. How and who are you leading? Remember, it's really important that we understand that leadership is an action that is shown by example, not forced into by demand. So, what does that mean? It means you do it even when no one is looking. And I think in this time that we're living in, especially right now with the world chaos that is going on, whether it's the pandemic or riots or all sorts of other things that are happening, I think it's important that we recognize the example we set now. It will follow us throughout the rest of our lives. What are we doing to make sure that that is a good example, that is a godly example? So I challenge you today, Ask yourself, are you being that example that the next generation needs? Not throwing away our generation or the next generations ahead of us, but I'm talking about the ones behind us. Are we being an example? Are we showing them the way? Our generation is just as important as the one coming up and the ones that were before us, but we need to honor that, and we need to also respect the fact that those are coming up. So let's mentor, let's bring those the younger generation alongside us. No matter what our age, you have the ability to do it. You have the ability to lead. I believe in you, and I know that God believes in you, because Scripture is very clear. You have the ability to be that example. So let's do it. I want to wish you a happy Father's Day. You know, at this service today, I'm wanting you to come after the service, come by the church, and we're going to give you a free Dad's Root Beer as well as some snacks. And so it's a drive-through, so I want to encourage you to come. We will be here waiting. It'll be safe. It'll be sanitized. Just stay in your car, drive through. We're going to hand it to you and then send you on your way. But we want to see you and welcome you. Also know that church is starting up again, July 5th, and we're excited. We are taking all the precautions to make sure that it is a safe, clean environment for you. We will be following every single rule and procedure that the BC Health Authorities, WorkSafe, and all those people have put in place. So know that that's all going to come out. We're going to give you that information as soon as possible. Let me pray for you. Father, thank you for this day, and I just pray for all those out there. They are leaders. If they are feeling that they are not a leader, I just pray right now that you will encourage them to be leaders. Let them know they are an example and they can be an example. Forget about the past. It's time to move forward and be that example now. So thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing in our lives and what you are about to do. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, and I can't wait to see you, whether it's today or on July 5th. I hope you have a great week and a safe week. God bless you.